Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Lots of focus on the 19th Congressional District. Of course, we had Congressman John Faso on our Vox Pop program this week, took questions from constituents and listeners, especially focused on his vote on the American Health Care Act, which is the bill to replace Obamacare, and that passed in the House. We're waiting on to see what the Senate's going to do. But apparently there's been a forum with six Democrats vying for the 19th congressional district.
Yes, David. We're still 18 months out, and six candidates have surfaced. And Richard Sternberg, who's leading the candidate recruitment effort on behalf of the Otsego County Democratic Committee, feels there's going to be at least a seventh and maybe more. And as Richard put it, apparently John Faso is already starting to raise money for the 2018 race. And his thinking is, and that of Democrats, is if they don't start raising money now, they're going to be out of luck. Rich organized. He's a retired Bassett physician, and he's currently a village trustee here in Cooperstown. He organized a forum Sunday afternoon at the 6th Ward Athletic Club in Oneonta, and six very energetic and impressive candidates showed up. Just to run through them quickly, there's a fellow named Jeff Beals, who's a teacher in Woodstock and a former CIA agent and member of the State Department who negotiated Iraq's new constitution. We've mentioned Stephen Brzee, who's a tech code writer from Wallkill. Brian Flynn, a businessman who I guess is lives in New York City but has had a long time a weekend home in Greene County. And interestingly, one of his brothers was killed in the Lockerbie crash in 1988. He's got a very compelling personal story. Garrett Rhodes, a former Cuomo aide just getting out of Harvard grad school, young guy, 28 years old, very dynamic. We've mentioned here on the show before Sue Sullivan, who is actually from Otsego County and is a healthcare executive now running her own consulting firm in Plattekill. And then a very impressive young lawyer from outside of Rhinebeck. In fact, he sort of impressed me as a young Barack Obama. He was raised in Schenectady, went to Colgate, went to Harvard Law School. He's a Rhodes Scholar, and he's been working for a law firm outside of Rhinebeck for the last 6 years, married, a couple of kids. The whole group made a very, very impressive showing in Oneonta last Sunday afternoon. I believe this is the first such forum in the 19th district in this political year. So, you know, John Faso, you know, he's only been in office for what's it been? I mean, he was elected 6 months ago, and he's been in office about 3 months. He's really going to have quite a fight in his hands. Now, the big trick, of course, is if these six, you know, obviously only one of them is going to be a winner. If the other five can pull behind whoever wins and mount a united front, it's going to be quite a battle come summer and fall of 2018.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, joining us. You can head to that website for this and other stories, including a national craze, apparently, that has to do with something called goat yoga. Jim, thanks.
Yes, sir. Yes, David. And you should consider it. You have a stressful job, and I think Otsego County is going to develop as the goat yoga capital of upstate New York.
Who's going to relieve the goat stress, Jim?
Right, there you have it, David.